The other 40%, the clothes no one wants, are recycled as wipe gloves or shredded for insulation or mattress stuffing. Some are incinerated. The recycled fraction increasingly includes cheaply made, worn-out items. Burr loses money on almost all of it. Fast fashion, he said, could help put him out of business. There's one form of recycling he makes a modest profit on. For decades, Burr has shipped wool sweaters and other loose knits to companies in Prato, Italy, that mechanically tease the wool apart, recapturing long fibres that become good as new garments. Woven cotton or polyester can't be recycled that way. The fibres end up too short. Half a dozen start-ups are working on technology to chemically recycle these fibres. To spur its development, Burr thinks the European Union should require new clothes to contain, say, 20% recycled fibres. In 10 years it will be there, Burr said. It has to be there. At Ellen MacArthur, I heard enthusiasm for a different business model, one that might promote circularity in many economic sectors, a model based on renting rather than owning. Rent the Runway and other online clothes rental companies make up less than 0.1% of the global fashion market so far, but they're growing fast. In theory, renting is more sustainable. If many people share the same item, fewer clothes might be needed overall. In practice, that's not certain. Customers might just add luxury rentals to existing wardrobes. Renting will certainly add to the packaging, shipping, and dry cleaning of clothes. Writing in Elle recently, journalist Elizabeth Klein, author of 2 books on fast fashion, tried to sort out the pros and cons. Wearing what's already in your closet is the most sustainable way to get dressed, she concluded.